This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The monsoon session of Parliament has begun. The session will run until August the 21st and will have 21 sittings. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today administered oaths to 2 elected and 3 nominated members of the Upper House of Parliament. The 2 elected members are Birendra Prasad Baisha of AGP and Kanadpur Kayastha of BJP from Assam. The nominated members are Dr. Meenakshi Jain, C. Sadanandan Master and Harshvardhan Shringla. The House also paid tributes to 7 of its former members who passed away during the interim period from its last sitting. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues, including discussion on Operation Sindoor. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members from the Congress, SP, DMK and others continued their sloganeering and came to the well of the House. The presiding officer repeatedly appealed to the opposition members to take their seats and participate in the zero hour. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said a meeting of the Business Advisory Committee is scheduled at 2:30 p.m. to decide on the agenda of discussion. He said the government is ready for discussion, but the opposition MPs are protesting in the well of the House, which is not right. Earlier, both the houses were adjourned till 12 noon and amid slow glaring by the opposition members over various issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed the hope that the monsoon session of Parliament will be productive and filled with enriching discussions which will strengthen the country's democracy. Addressing the media before the beginning of the monsoon session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said the session stands as a proud moment for the nation, a true celebration of our collective achievements. The Prime Minister requested all the party MPs to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the monsoon session beginning today.
मैं इस वास्तविकता को स्वीकार करता हूं कि दल हित में मत भले न मिले लेकिन देश हित में मन जरूर मिले इसी एक भावना के साथ इस मानसून सत्र से देश के विकास यात्रा को बल देने वाले देश की प्रगति को बल देने वाले देश के नागरिकों को सामर्थ्य देने वाले अनेक विधेयक प्रस्तावित हैं सदन विस्तृत चर्चा करके उसको भी पारित करेगा मेरी सभी माननीय सांसदों से उत्तम डिबेट चलाने के लिए शुभकामनाएं हैं.
The Prime Minister said the world has witnessed the strength of India's military power. He said in Operation Sindoor, Indian soldiers achieved their objective with 100% success, demolishing the masterminds behind terrorism in their hideouts. He said they completed their mission objectives within just 22 minutes. The Prime Minister said the brutal massacre in Pahalgam shocked the entire world and drew global attention to terrorism and its epicenter. In Jammu and Kashmir's Kishtwar district, security forces resumed a massive search operation today to track down terrorists hiding in the dense Kanku forest. Drones and sniffer dogs have been deployed for the operation. The joint army-police action paused overnight, followed a brief encounter with Hizbul Mujahideen terrorists, including 2 top ultras carrying bounties of 30 lakh rupees. A wave of Ukrainian drone attacks on Russia led to temporary closures at Moscow's main airports, with at least 140 flights cancelled. Russian media reported widespread disruption at Sheremetyevo, Vinukovo, Domodedovo and Zhukovsky airports as thousands of passengers were left stranded or forced to sleep on terminal floors. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Telangana and Uttarakhand today. In Himachal Pradesh, monsoon activity has intensified, with the Met Department issuing a warning of heavy to very heavy rainfall till Tuesday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.